AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Ever feel like life's just throwing punches? You know that feeling when deadlines loom, relationships get rocky, and your inner critic is on overdrive. Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to succumb to the chaos. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, it's about building resilience, navigating challenges with grace, and finding peace amidst the storm. And today, we're diving into a powerful tool that can be your secret weapon in those tough times. Self-compassion. It's not about indulging in pity parties or making excuses. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a dear friend going through a rough patch. Think of it as building a supportive inner circle, one that cheers you on, acknowledges your struggles, and reminds you that you're doing the best you can. So, how do we tap into this awesome power? Here are five key takeaways to get you started. Firstly, recognize that you're human. Yeah, I know, groundbreaking, right? But seriously, we all make mistakes, stumble, and face setbacks. It's part of the journey. Instead of beating yourself up over slip-ups, acknowledge them with kindness and learn from the experience. Remember that epic fail you had last week? Chances are, you learned something valuable from it. Secondly, practice active self-talk. Replace those negative inner voices with encouraging, supportive words. Catch yourself when you're being overly critical and gently redirect your thoughts towards positivity. Imagine a wise friend offering you words of comfort. That's the kind of language you want to use with yourself. Instead of "I'm such a mess," try "I'm learning and growing every day." Thirdly, cultivate mindfulness. Take time to connect with your present moment, experience your breath, your body sensations, your surroundings. This helps you detach from stressful thoughts and emotions, allowing for calmer, more centered perspective. Think of it like hitting the pause button on that mental hamster wheel. A few minutes of mindful breathing can do wonders. Fourthly, engage in self-care. It's not just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are nice. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Prioritize activities that bring you joy, reduce stress, and recharge your batteries. This could be anything from reading a good book to taking a walk in nature or simply spending quality time with loved ones. And lastly, remember that you're not alone. Everyone struggles at times. Reach out to friends, family, or a therapist for support. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and remind you that you're part of something bigger. Think of it like building a safety net, knowing there are people who care about you and have your back and make all the difference. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright young professional juggling a demanding job, relationship woes, and family obligations. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, snapping at loved ones and drowning in self-doubt. Now, imagine Sarah consciously choosing to practice self-compassion. She starts by recognizing that she is doing her best under challenging circumstances. She gently reminds herself that it's okay to not be perfect and that mistakes are opportunities for growth. She carves out time for mindful walks, connects with supportive friends, and prioritizes activities that bring her joy. Slowly but surely, Sarah transforms from a frazzled mess into a more resilient, compassionate version of herself. See? Self-compassion isn't about weakness, it's about strength, wisdom, and courage, the kind that allows us to navigate life's challenges with grace and ultimately thrive. So, my friends, remember this. Be kind to yourself. You deserve it. Take those steps towards self-compassion today, you won't regret. Share your thoughts on how you practice self-compassion in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.